I know. That's not the normal theme music here for Making Waves on LakeChelanNow.com, but it is certainly appropriate music because we're going to be talking surfing. You heard it, surfing at Lake Chelan, believe it or not, as the good folks at Slidewaters, who, by the way, open up officially this weekend for the season, the water park does, Memorial Day through Labor Day, but they also have unveiled plans for what will be the world's largest stationary surf wave, and it's coming right here to Lake Chelan. How exciting is that? The $5 million Phase 1 project in construction right now, they hope to have the grand opening coming up sometime this September or October. We're going to hear in detail about this project from co-owner Robert Bordner. I had a chance to meet with the Bordners earlier this week. Burke led me on a tour of the construction site. So exciting stuff happening here in the Lake Chelan Valley, and it's not too far away as it is the brand new surf wave operation coming to Slidewaters at Lake Chelan. Hi, I'm Dennis Rahm, and running solo today. Steve Bykwist not available, but he'll be back in the saddle again next week. And in this edition of Making Waves, we'll also be tackling once again the topic of affordable housing here in the Lake Chelan Valley. So we're glad to have you with us on this edition of Making Waves on LakeChelanNow.com. And again, want to remind you that because summer is filling up fast, it's time to make your reservations now for a Lake Chelan vacation at Campbell's Resort. Voted the 2018 best resort in the Northwest by Evening Magazine and by King5.com. You can visit campbellsresort.com and take a look at all their specials, family packages, news, and general information about Washington's favorite resort, Campbell's Resort, a tradition of hospitality since 1901. Well, big news out this week talking about the soon-to-be surf operation that will be taking place at Slidewaters here at Lake Chelan. You can look for the grand opening probably sometime in September or October. And by the way, don't forget about the fact that Slidewaters officially opens for the season, the water park, this coming Saturday, always Memorial Day weekend until Labor Day weekend. So they'll be back functioning in a full operational swing. Always a great family tradition here in the Lake Chelan Valley, Slidewaters. But they've got a big, big project looming just around the corner, and we're excited to let you hear from one of the co-owners, Robert Bordner, what that project is all about. Robert, tell us a bit about this amazing project you guys are working on here at Slidewaters. $5 million plus project. Going to have a surfing opportunity in Chelan. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Burke and I are really excited about what we've been working on really since 2013. You know, we put the Lazy River in, and then it was time to think about what's next. And in our industry and going on around the world, a lot of people have excitement about manufactured waves. And we found a company out of Germany called CityWave that we felt had the best stationary surfing experience out there. And we've been working with them. And sometime later this year, we'll have people on water surfing in North Central Washington.
Now, even though there are other surf-type operations already in the United States, this one that you're building is unique. Tell us why.
Yeah, obviously because of our location and what we can work with, we had size constraints. So we couldn't build something that was enormous. So that kind of took the progressive surfing style out. So we found a stationary, so small footprint. And then we found CityWave had what we is deep water. So this enables surfers to bring their same surfboards from the ocean, only make modifications if they want to, but if they don't, they're good to go. And you're surfing on a deep water wave continuously. So it's a really unique experience. It'll be the first of its kind in the United States and the largest in the world.
Now, I know I'm working with this company out of Germany. They're already doing competitions, surf competitions over there. You're hoping to bring that same concept here to Lake Chelan.
Absolutely, yeah. They, at all their locations, they host various type of tournaments, from professionals to locals to everything in between. And not only are we hoping that this happens, they're hoping that it happens because a lot of their staff and people have heard about our project and how unique and special it is. Ours being almost twice as big as most of what they do. They have surfers antsy and ready to come to Chelan and surf our wave because it's so much bigger than what they're doing everywhere else in the world.
So a lot of planning going to be going into this, I assume, as you look down the line. It appears as though you might then hope to put a competition together by a year from now for maybe Memorial Day of 2019.
Yeah, that'd be the goal, is that when we can really get this thing going in the fall or late summer this year, and then roll into next year, get some momentum, and showcase what we've done and what we've created here at Slidewaters and with our surf expansion, and bring in some professionals and show the capabilities of this wave, show how exciting it is, how dynamic it is, how much fun it is not only to participate but to watch people, whether they're professionals or whether they're beginners. It's just a super engaging, exciting thing to watch and be a part of.
Let's talk about that a little bit. It isn't just the guy's going to go up there, grab a board, and kind of an individual moment for them, maybe a few friends. This is actually going to have a built-in viewing area. You're going to encourage people that don't surf at all to come up and at least maybe vicariously enjoy the experience.
Yeah, it's one of the first questions we get is when we tell people what we're doing and we're putting in this surf wave. They're like, well, how many people can use that at a time? And I'm like, well, there's only a couple participants at a time. But really, everybody up there is engaged in the activity. So this hit twofold things for us. One, we provided something that was entertaining to watch and to be a part of, whether you're the one surfing or just watching. And it also brings to our amusement area a skill-based activity that people want to try, they want to get better, and they want to keep working at. Everybody has fun and loves riding something like the Purple Haze, but you get at the top and the water pushes you to the bottom and then you walk out of the pool. This is going to be skill-based. So you're going to want to get better. People always wanting to improve. And I think that engagement level, not only for the actual participant, but for those spectators, is what creates the experience that will make people want to keep coming back and enjoying it forever.
And for people that maybe aren't surfers, you're going to have personnel that are trained to help get them up on a board as a beginner.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the things that Burke and I took to Germany with us when we first went and tried this thing out, was the novice piece of the puzzle. So we experienced how quickly they can get you up on a board and teach you to surf and balance on the board and go and start making some turns. So it's going from 0 to 60 is tough, but you can get up and start going real quickly. It does not take long to actually learn how to do it. And then the sky's the limit for how much time you want to put in, how much effort you want to put in to getting better and to improving your craft and your skill.
I want to circle back a little bit to the facility itself, because we mentioned it will have a viewing area, but it's much more than that. I mean, you're going to have music piped in, you're going to have a stage area. It'll really be a multi-use facility that is probably wide open to a lot of ideas.
Yeah, so viewing area is a unique way to put it, because while we have this wave and a stage and all this stuff that's centered around this viewing area, I think one of the feathers in the cap of this entire project is the view of the Lake Chelan Valley. We have tremendous views at Slidewaters, and when you get up to the top of our hill, which is where this is, the views only get that much better. So people are going to be watching people surf, watching a concert, or just enjoying a straight up lake view. It's pinned to look almost directly at Wapato Point, right at the point. So you're just staring right out there, straight up lake. It's gorgeous and it's incredible. And we have really, the sky's the limit for the type of stuff that we can host up there, as we've planned to be able to do more than just surf.
And you mentioned concerts, so it could be a venue for some live music.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are planning to be able to host live music once we get to the full build-out and full development phase. I mean, we have this thing phased out because of the complexity and the size of it. We couldn't do it all at once, but that's in the plan, and we're hoping to be able to do that sooner rather than later.
One of the things you touched on, this really, again, put a little focus on what this is meaning for the valley. It can also be utilized then as a shoulder season facility. I mean, typically the water park is open summer months only, but this now is going to open early and close later.
Yeah, Slidewaters will always be Memorial Day to Labor Day. Huge staffing needs for Slidewaters, and it's geared around the sun and summer fun. Surfing will be less employee demand, so I can operate it with far fewer people, and people can throw a wetsuit on and surf all the way into November. So it gives us that shoulder season opportunity to host surf events or just surf weekends, whether it's a team building thing for a business or we just want to be open on spring break week. Those type of things are going to be super possible, as well as all the other stuff, right? So we can host concerts and anything else we want in those other seasons. It's going to go great.
Robert, you were saying you've been working on this now for several years. I can hear it in your voice, actually, you and Burke, that you guys are getting excited. This is just around the corner now.
Yeah, it's just coming up. We are doing everything we can to get it going as fast as possible. But when these giant projects, you end up working with a lot of different people. So right now, the pump company is kind of the tipping point and when they can get us the pumps. This takes enormous submersible pumps, and they're coming out of Germany, and they think they can get them to us in August or September, and we'll be a few weeks behind that before we're actually got people up surfing on it.
And surf facility itself, you mentioned it's a multi-phase project. It's not just going to be surfing up there. You've got plans now to add some additional sand volleyball court areas, and pickleball is coming.
Yeah, a lot of things. I mean, the main vibe and feel going on up there is we're trying to create this beach atmosphere and what happens at beaches. And people play sand volleyball, people play pickleball, people play pickup basketball. We're going to offer all that. We are going to put in a giant wooden pier that is part of the viewing area that you can see. We're going to have additional concession stands. We're going to have additional retail that'll be surf oriented, and all this stuff to go in and create the experience that you're at the beach and you're enjoying these things. So, and with the wave, there's, you know, the sky's the limit to be able to draw people in and give them something to do while they're here.
Sounds like fun. Let's kind of finish up things here today with the Slidewaters. Everybody knows that's the water park. You're working furiously here on the grounds. It's beginning to look beautiful with the flowers and whatnot, because tell us when things get open and what folks can expect this season.
Yeah, so we open on Saturday, May 26th. We always open the Saturday before Memorial Day, and we will be going all the way until Labor Day. And this year is going to be no different than the others. We have beautiful grounds, friendly staff, safe park, and a great place for family of all ages to come and enjoy everything that we offer, from the Lazy River to the Purple Haze to the kids area with the toddler stuff. So just a great place to bring your family and have fun at Slidewaters.
Still not too late for locals to come down and pick up the family pass?
Absolutely. We sell the season passes all year long. Right now, you can find on Facebook or through the community shopper. We're offering $50 off our family passes through Friday. Once the season's rolling on Saturday, then we go up to full price. But that's still a great deal. I mean, full price for a family of four is $275, and that's all day. You could come all day, every day, for all 101 days that we're open if you want. So it's really a steal of a deal. We raised admission this year, but we did not raise season passes. So that just made them even that much better of a deal by jumping on those. So it's a great opportunity for locals or tourists or visitors that are here and want to come to the park. You pay for those things in like 2-3 visits. It's a great way to go.
Now, I know the workforce is always important here in the Chelan Valley. This has always been one of the more popular places for young people to work. My daughter was a lifeguard here back in the day. How are you shaping up in that direction? You got a lot of the young people coming back?
Absolutely. Yeah, we just finished training day last Saturday, and we have a great number of returners, a good balance of returners with first year, which enables us to keep that turnover rate at a place where we are always well-seasoned and ready to go with the new and bringing them up to speed to make sure that people are always safe and having a good time.
All right. Thanks so much for your time, Robert. Have a great season.
Thank you, Dennis. Have a great day.
Our thanks to Robert Bordner, to Burke Bordner, for the on-site tour. And in case you have not seen the story that we posted up on LakeChelanNow.com, you can go find it there under our community page. And not only the story with some of the details, but also a handful of photos from the construction site as well. Going to be a lot of fun as surfing comes to Lake Chelan sometime this fall. Want to take a moment for a little bit of business? Thank one of our sponsors, that being Chelan Realty Company. Check them out online at chelanrealty.com. They are located at 141 East Wooden Avenue. And if you'd like to buy some property here in the beautiful Lake Chelan Valley, or maybe list some property or a home, contact the great folks at Chelan Realty. You'll be glad that you did. Also, they've got a featured home that's on their website, also featured in their ad on LakeChelanNow.com. It's a beauty up in the Manson area, waterfront cabin. So check it out at Chelan Realty. More of Making Waves coming up in just a moment as we delve into the topic once again of affordable housing. In our final segment here on Making Waves, we'll be visiting with affordable housing consultant Julie Brunner. Julie was in the Lake Chelan Valley for 3 days back in late April to look at affordable housing as it pertains here to the Valley. And she now is in the process of compiling information that was gleaned from not only her visit, but subsequent surveys that have been filled out by members of the local community. We had the chance to talk to Julie about what's next in terms of this process, and it appears likely that she'll be back in the Valley sometime this fall.
So we've got the surveys available. There's a couple of them. One is about kind of what's your housing situation, you know, how much money do you earn, how much do you pay in rent, that kind of thing. And that's both in English and Spanish. Then there's another survey that's a kind of community perceptions about affordable housing, and that also will be available. And I think Mike Cooney's going to post both of those on the city's website. So Rachel and Tim and Mike will be collecting surveys over the coming weeks. And then I'll go back and take all my notes from what we did here, get that survey data back from those folks in a couple weeks, work on kind of a more formal report about, this is what's happening in the Valley here. This is where the needs are, and do some more number crunching in terms of, you know, actual real jobs and real people. So somebody who works as a nurse assistant at the hospital earns this much, and that means that the need for that type of worker, it looks like this. And so we'll try to put faces kind of on the story a little bit for that final report about how big is the gap in affordability in rental and home ownership, and then what's the world of opportunity. There have been a lot of generous conversations that I've been part of, you know, I've got 3 acres that we're willing to donate to the cause. And, you know, there's this other parcel over here that maybe we can, you know, we can't donate it, but it's large and we can really do a below market sale for you, those kinds of things. So once we have a little more information, there'll be kind of an inventory of kind of potential projects. And then it's time to come back to the community and say, okay, community, so who's willing to step up and make this a reality?
And what's the time frame on that? When do you anticipate coming back to the community?
So I'm not exactly sure what the time frame is. We talked about this the other day, and I didn't look, but I think that it's early fall.
Now, you mentioned maybe some people offering donations of property, that sort of thing. In the presentation, it was mentioned that it's nice to get one quick win, something that happens early on to kind of push the momentum. Is part of that process maybe somebody stepping forward like that and donating property?
Yep, that's the hope anyway, yeah.
And you spent some time talking about the land trust situation. Is that a model that, in your opinion, has worked effectively?
Yeah, it's super effective. On Orcas Island, you know, I work for Opal Community Land Trust. We have 103 owner-occupied units and 29 rental units and a handful of commercial units, and we have a 45-unit rental project in the pipeline. So in a community of 5,000, that's a substantial amount of housing that is affordable today, has been affordable for the last 24 years, some of it, and will continue to be affordable in perpetuity.
It may be too early, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. In your time here and from what you've seen and what you have heard, can you maybe project ahead in terms of maybe one, two, or three ideas or concepts that might work in a community like Lake Chelan?
Yeah, so you mentioned just a minute ago the easy win. So from my perspective, the easy win is probably, some townhome or smaller scale subdivision sort of thing, because those are easier to get built. Maybe some infill project, depending on where the lots are and what's available in terms of land. The numbers look doable at this point. If there's a land donation and if the infrastructure costs aren't too dramatic, that you guys could pull something off without any public resources. And in terms of time frame, the folks up in the Metal really have done the most remarkable job I've seen of a community who's new to this, getting a group of people together, incorporating, getting their 501c3, and getting projects off the ground in sort of lightning speed. So I'm newly encouraged that it's possible to do this, you know, so I could come back here in 3 years for your, you know, groundbreaking, or in 2 years for your groundbreaking, and 3 years for your first homes. It's not impossible.
That's what I was curious. So lightning speed in this world is probably a 2-4 year process.
Well, just because that's what building is, right? Like, you know, so if the next, you know, let's say I come back in September and there's a group of people who volunteer to take this on, you know, maybe it takes them a year to get incorporated 501c3, get their policy stuff in line and start doing feasibility studies on different pieces of property in real terms, right? So there's real infrastructure numbers, for example. And then, you know, and then there's platting and there's process, right? And that's unfortunately never as fast as we want it to be.
And lastly, it looks like most of what you were talking about were stick-built homes, apartments, whatever. What about the world of modular? Does that ever enter into the equation?
Yeah, so several of the images that I showed were actually modular homes. So Opal did a modular project where we had, I think we did five, it was a small little five-unit subdivision. And what we found was that modular was good in terms of weather, right? It didn't matter. But it didn't really reduce our costs. We're an island. It's expensive to barge those units out. So we got more house, so the houses could be slightly larger, but we didn't really get cheaper houses. We tried a second development that was larger scale. We were hoping to be able to negotiate with the modular company because those are they're really also mostly designed for really custom kind of housing. So not custom as in fancy, but like one, like you get to choose all of your stuff. The next person chooses their stuff. So there's fewer economies of scale in that kind of a production model. So we thought with 32 units, maybe we could negotiate something and do better. And we ended up doing stick built because it was cheaper. So it's not like it's impossible and it can make a difference in short, building cycles. And what we have seen that was really helpful in that regard to get houses on the ground a little more quickly were things like we had one of our builders go to a truss manufacturer and he had them build all of the walls. So, you know, he brought trusses over and framed walls and he was able to get a house under roof in just a couple of days. So those kinds of things can help speed things up and shorten the cycle so that you can get everything under roof and be doing all your inside work in the winter months, that kind of thing.
One last question. That's about, did you have the opportunity to visit with the people at Chelan Fruit about the new worker housing? They're going to break ground on a project there of, I think it's 10 units that'll each house 16 for their seasonal farm workers.
Yeah, so that was really exciting to see. That was, you know, the fun, I saw the notice when the funds were awarded from the Housing Trust Fund. Opal also got funded in that last round from the Housing Trust Fund. So we were, you know, we all applaud each other when those moments happen. And it was exciting to see that one of them was here in Chelan. So yeah, I did get a chance to talk to them briefly about, you know, what they have planned. And Tim Hollingsworth showed me the site so that I could sort of get a context for how it fits into the picture here. And it's great to see the senior housing initiative, you know, trying to move forward with some housing solutions for the senior population. You know, there isn't one, the community land trust idea is a complementary component to many things. It's not doesn't need to be the only thing.
Julie, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And our thanks to housing consultant Julie Brunner, who indicates that that housing needs assessment is still being compiled. And again, she'll likely be reporting back to the Lake Chelan Valley sometime this fall with results from the information that has been compiled. Well, that's going to be a wrap on our program for this week. Thanks to our sponsors, Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and to Chelan Realty. A special thank you to our guests on today's program. They included Robert Bordner talking about the new surf operation that will open up later this fall at Slidewaters Park, and our thanks as well to housing consultant Julie Brunner. For now, so long from Making Waves here on LakeChelanNow.com.